Well, Representative Nick Schroer of O'Fallon is a country music fan, and he has filed legislation to establish in the state of Missouri the Waylon Jennings Memorial Highway in St. Charles County. Waylon Jennings, you're a huge fan. Tell me about him and why you're trying to do this, Representative.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge outlaw country music guy. Not a big fan of the current country music scene. But anybody like Waylon that I'm asked to name a highway after by my constituents, I'm going to jump all over it. Waylon Jennings has to be one of my favorite country music stars. I think he's kind of set the tone for what country music is, what it should be about. So basically, the most rural part of my district, I was asked by a couple constituents who kind of got together that I know pretty well. They said, you know, why don't you rename Highway P in District 107 after somebody like Waylon Jennings. I said, well, why can't we name it after Waylon Jennings? And this part of the stretch kind of reminds you of the Dukes of Hazzard, kind of reminds you of that the Good Old Boys song. So I'm very happy to put this forward, and this is going to be something where the signs are paid for by private donations.
When you look at his career, he was just he was huge. At one time, you mentioned the Good Old Boys song. That was a theme to the Dukes of Hazzard. There's a lot of people that grew up listening to that song. That was the number one on the billboards, as I recall, at least for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a guy, Waylon Jennings, who worked with people like Buddy Holly, who have been on the top of the charts, who actually been in the Country Music Hall of Fame. But a little known fact, when I was telling people about this last week, in regard to Waylon Jennings and getting into the fame which he actually reached, he was supposed to be on the plane with Buddy Holly the day the music died. But he gave his seat up to the Big Bopper, who was sick, and the rest is history. So the guy that we know for the Dukes of Hazzard soundtrack and many, many other amazing country music songs, that, you know, he may have been one of the ones that lost his life in that plane, but for the Big Bopper getting sick and needing a seat.
Final question. You mentioned that part of your district reminds you of the Dukes of Hazzard. Talk about that. How does it remind you of the Dukes, like Boss Hogg, or who are we talking about there?
So this stretch of Highway P goes from O'Fallon into St. Paul. It eventually ends up going into Troy, but it's a very wooded area on both sides. There's some farms out there. And in my neighborhood, where the constituents who I spoke about live, they've indicated, they said that stretch, just because it's so windy and it goes, you know, it's kind of hilly, kind of reminds you of Boss Hogg giving chase to the Good Old Boys, to the Dukes. So, you know, we kind of sat together. One of the constituents, who is a massive country music fan, just as I am, he kind of brought that up and said, well, why can't we name that highway, Highway P, after somebody famous, you know, where it would be part of Missouri history when people coming through Missouri through Highway 70 would want to stop off and, you know, grab a bite to eat at one of the local restaurants around, just to go and visit Waylon Jennings Memorial Highway. So somewhat of a tourist attraction for country music fans.
Anything you would like to add? I know it's something you feel very strongly about. You're a huge fan. That's pretty obvious. It's in the Transportation Committee. I guess the biggest opponent right now may be time. Really, you'd only got about a month and a half left.
Yeah, it's just time. And, you know, when I was asked to do this, it was right before the end of bill filing. So it might be something that we bring up next year if it's something that the Senate really likes because of the tourist attraction aspect to it, or the fact that we've got a lot of country music fans in the Senate as well. We might be able to attach this to a Senate bill. But the biggest thing is, you know, this is something that Waylon Jennings necessarily didn't live in the state of Missouri. He stopped there. He said he had many tours here. His wife, Jesse Coulter, and son, Shooter Jennings, are still, you know, alive and well in the music scene. But Waylon Jennings' music lives in the hearts of many Missourians. And when you talk about Waylon Jennings, you've already had several people that you and I both know come forward saying that they want to contribute to paying for these signs. And that just shows you the impact that Waylon Jennings and his music has had on many Missourians.
Representative Nick Schroer has been our guest. Representative, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Brian.